Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We've always, because I just got back from that Pere Lachaise Cemetery, where everybody from Oscar Wilde, the author, to Chopin, the composer, to Jim Morrison, the singer, is buried. And these monuments are unbelievable because we want to go on after we die. We want to be special.
Want to be honored.
Well, we're also very uncomfortable with the idea that maybe, what if, and I'm not saying, I'm not trying to change anyone, but what if you find out that there was no heaven, no hell, and you simply cease to exist? It's incredibly uncomfortable, right? Like, there's just nothing. There's nothing. Like, when it's over, it's over, it's over, it's over. So we're so uncomfortable that we need to build ourselves monuments. And some of these monuments in it are unbelievable. You should see them. And sometimes I think it's people honoring you after you're dead because they feel like you were great, so they put something great there.
Yeah, because those are like artwork, yeah.
But then there's people that put their stuff up ahead of time, and it's giant. Or go a totally different route, and you meet Charles Chafer from Celestis.com.
If you've ever wished that, after you shuffle off this mortal coil, a little part of you could spend eternity in outer space, our next guest will make that dream a reality. As the CEO of Space Services Holdings Incorporated, he is the man behind Celestis, where since 1997, they have been transporting people's ashes into the final frontier. Please welcome, Charles Chafer.
Is it Charles or Charlie?
Either one.
All right.
Charles, friends call me Charlie.
Anyway, let's be friends, Charlie. Yeah, you are. Hey, how did you get in business with Elon Musk?
We use a variety of rockets from SpaceX to Northrop Grumman to Up Aerospace. So our service is not particularly vehicle dependent.
Right. But he is really doing some amazing stuff. Is it less expensive to work with him?
Not really. It's just that they fly often and successfully, and so they give us a great ride.
Yeah. I'm a big fan of space exploration. Everything we've done and everything I think that we can do. So I see a nut job like Elon, and I say that with all the love in the world. He's the right kind of crazy. He's the kind of crazy that believes you can land a rocket back on Earth unharmed. And that, what I would have told you, come on, we'd have done that if that was possible. And he did it in a few short years.
Absolutely, right in front of our eyes
a
couple weeks back. It was an amazing view.
Yeah. So you had this idea a while back because I was just explaining that I was in France, and I went to the very famous cemetery there and looked at these incredible graves, these incredible monuments, these marble statues. And I was struck again for what probably the third time I've been there, that we all are so uncomfortable with our death in the sense of obviously nobody wants to die. And more importantly, that we won't be remembered or what happens after we die, but we need something to look forward to. Like it somehow calms us about our own mortality.
There's no question about that. I can't tell you the number of folks who have told me, for example, my father never smiled at all in the last few weeks, but boy, you should have seen the smile on his face when I told him we were going to send him to space. So in some ways it helps the dying process to know that if you'd wanted to go to space all your life and hadn't been able to, or if you just wanted to make a statement about joining the cosmos, that opportunity is real and it can be done today.
And most people believe that we are all just one of it. The simple version is stardust. We're just carbon, and that's what we came from, and that's what we'll return to. At least the shell of us, depending on how you believe, right?
Absolutely, yeah. No, I think we were forged in the core of stars, and all of our life is lived among the stars. So having that cosmic perspective is something that a lot of people understand, relate to, and embrace.
Well, let's face it. What a great statement. You're like, finally, I'm off this ball of idiots. I'm just, I'll be honest, Grandpa hated everybody and he couldn't wait to leave this planet. Yeah, it's
I think there's a variety of motivations, and that's one of them for sure.
Yeah. So you will do, but it's multiple. If you've got the money, you can go. Well, let's start. The lightest one is the near space orbit. Now, explain that to me.
Well, that's our Earthrise service, where we take you to space. You spend a few moments in microgravity, at least your ashes do, and or your DNA, and then we bring that capsule back to Earth gently and return it to family members or friends as a flown keepsake.
Oh,
so you
okay.
can have it on the wall and say, "There's Dad. We got him to space," and that's called our Earthrise service.
Okay, that's nice, and that's interesting. And then there's another. The next level up is an orbit.
Right. That's the one we just completed last week, where we launch a symbolic portion of remains or DNA into Earth orbit. And the spacecraft containing our flight capsules orbits the Earth anywhere from 10 years to 240 years, depending upon what final orbit we achieve. At the end of that lifetime of the spacecraft, the laws of physics take over, and the spacecraft re-enters the atmosphere and burns up in entirety, kind of a ashes-to-ashes experience, if you will.
Do you tell the family, do you follow the orbit?
Exactly. You can go to our website, you mentioned it, Solestis.com, and you can track the spacecraft so everybody can know, well, Dad's over West Africa today.
See, now that, like, yeah, we all know it's absurd. Dad's not really over West Africa, but his memory is. And I think that there's a certain odd comfort I would find in that and go, yeah, you know, my buddy now, where's he? He's right overhead right now. Watch, he's going over us. I mean, that's, you know.
Right. It's an amazing tribute, and people actually go out in the night sky at the time that the spacecraft's going over, and they feel that connection.
Sure. Absolutely, man. And then finally, you're telling me you can drop, and I didn't even know this would be legal. Can you drop things onto the moon?
Yeah, absolutely. We NASA actually asked us to help them make their famous scientist, Eugene Shoemaker, who was the geologist who taught the Apollo astronauts what to look for on the moon, and also had Comet Shoemaker-Levy named after him. In any event, NASA said, we want to honor him aboard our Lunar Prospector mission and take him into the South Pole and make him the first person, quote-unquote, buried on the moon. And we did that in the year 2000. And we're looking at another lunar launch. There's a lot of commercial providers now getting ready. And we think we'll do that next flight sometime next year.
And how will that happen? So they'll have to actually land onto the surface of the moon. You're not going to just right. drop them into their atmosphere and hope that the gravity pulls them in. You're actually going to have to
right.
land and leave
it's,
them.
It's literally on a commercial lunar lander that is going, as all of our missions do, for a variety of purposes. And we're hitching a ride along with them, and we'll stay attached to the lander and be there permanently. And folks can look up at the moon at night and again make that connection to a loved one.
You tell me something, how are you gonna go? Have you made your decision yet?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I've told my staff, since we fly a symbolic portion, a few grams of ashes, to just fly me until they run out of me.
Just keep sending you up as an add-on. Absolutely. I think it's a great idea.
Yeah,
it's You say you sent your father.
No, I was just talking in,
oh, okay.
in general terms. My father's still alive.
Oh, good! Congratulations! I'm happy for you. Have you sent any loved ones?
On every mission that we've done, I've unfortunately or fortunately had either friends or, in some cases, my pets. We also offer a pet service on board. So you know, every mission, and it's an amazing feeling when you're standing there a few miles out watching that rocket lift off, and there's a part of you or a loved one of yours or a friend of yours on board. It's a different sort of a feeling than watching just a traditional rocket go up.
Yeah, no, I think that makes very good sense. It look, it's so hard that you know, I don't fear much in this life. I fear wasting time, and I fear losing loved ones, like people I care about, not being able to help them. But beyond that, I mean, those are the only things that really keep me up at night.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, there's you want to do something nice. And again, I don't fear death. I'm not in a hurry to get there by anybody's standards,
right.
But I don't fear it as much as, but there's a small curiosity to me that I go, I wonder what happens. Like, do you just end? Do you click out?
Yeah.
Is there, you know, I don't know that I believe in our, the way we're thinking heaven and hell is, but I do believe that somehow, some way we continue on.
It's a spiritual mission for a good portion of our the folks that select us, and they feel like they're, you know, helping their loved one or their friend change planes, if you will, literally. You know, funerals are often for the living anyway.
Of course, I'm gone.
And so celebrating somebody's life, I tell people they never see as much high-fiving and cheering at a funeral as you see at our launches.
I know a couple dicks in this industry, there'll be high-fives at their funeral.
Well, that can be true also.
All right, listen, I think it's so interesting. I really do. And now there's such a great connection with Elon Musk and the Falcon rockets and everything he's doing with SpaceX. And we are so close. And I just want to live long enough to take that suborbital flight that everybody keeps promising us, you know, that everybody from Branson to across the board. Hell, I thought, I have a good friend that lives in Curacao. And for a moment, that was a real option, that Curacao was a great place for a launch. And I was so excited. I just want to do it one time. I just want to make it one time, just to see the edge of it.
Yeah, and it would be great. And space is hard, but I think it's inevitable that just like we got on airplanes instead of sailing across the Atlantic.
I know, back in the Revolutionary War, apparently.
Spaceships.
Yeah. Listen, anytime, and you're welcome here. Any breakthrough, any new offerings, and anybody who finds us interesting, it's celestis.com, C-E-L-E-S-T-I-S. And then I'll throw you up on all our social media, and I'm sure that you'll get some people here out of Kansas City, because it is a pretty great tribute to somebody.
Well, thank you. Appreciate your interest.
All right, my friend. Take care, Charlie.
Okay.
I thought I wouldn't like it. I do like it. It sounds nice.
It does.
I like the idea of if you had a friend who was super into space, like going, hey, you can track him and go, there he is. Look at him. He hated Europe. Be great.
I mean, when you talk about you want to have a party after I'm gone, a celebration of some sort, that one just keeps going.
Oh, I want a big bronze trash can statue with my ashes put in it. Be fantastic.
The Oscar the Grouch style swimming pool bronze.
Yeah, a little fountain.
Of course.
I don't know. It can have an eternal flame. Either way, it doesn't bother me. But I love the idea of like an old galvanized style, like that same size. And people are like, why is there a bronze trash can in the cemetery?
And you got to have the little garden, old school. As old school as you can get, garden hose as well.
Yeah, nothing but trash here. That'd be fantastic. I wish they could let me buy a plot at Deffenbaugh in a landfill. I just buy a square, like, you know, a nice one, just to put the statue and some ashes inside. Where's Johnny I? We can't go see him. He's at the top of the landfill.
I'm going to go see Johnny statue today.
Oh, my God, and pay them to run the, when they off the methane gas, you know, the little flame you see coming out of, through the trash can.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
My God, why can't I make, if Ronnie was still alive, I could get this done. I miss him, because he was the kind of guy who'd be like, that's funny, how much money you got? You know? All right. Put the bronze, I'm telling you, put the trash can statue up there, you run the methane gas through it, that it's always coming out of the bottom of the landfill, mm-hmm. You got yourself a white trash, eternal flame, powered by trash all my life.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.